Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, TasRacing.com.au, talking to Brighton-based trainer and Hall of Fame trainer Gary White about his runners in Launceston on Wednesday night. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, it's great to be here.
All right. Well, that's the good horse that's going around in race three, number six, Heaven's Delight. She's won her past two. Been very impressive. The latest was a benchmark 66 over 1,400 a couple of weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago. She meets a similar group of horses on Wednesday night. Looks like she could get the hat trick.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, look, she's trained on Super Pete. She's a horse that likes to be kept fresh. The family have always shown that that liking to be kept on the fresher side, which is going to suit her, with a little bit of a gap between her last start and Wednesday night. So, yeah, but she's come on really well. Looks great. Sarah Cotton, who does most of the track work riding on her, has been very very pleased with how she's progressed. And, yeah, I'm sort of hoping for another good result.
Drawn wide, but not a problem.
Look, she can sort of lead the gates a little bit slow, so that gives Bullen a couple of options if, you can sort out, see what's going up ahead of him, and he can decide whether or not he goes forward if there's a bit of a gap there, or whether he decides to, ride for luck. With the rail being out, he's going to have to sort of use a bit of initiative there at some stage. And if she does bounce a bit better than normal, then, you can... she's a horse you can, like, she's led and won, and she sat back and won, as you know. So, we just have to, that's Bullen's job, that's why I'm paying the big money.
All right, well, look, Pool Harbour, she goes around in race six. It's a maiden class one over 2150. Two starts back, she was third in Launceston in a maiden class one over 21, and only got beaten a half a length, and then she followed up with a fifth of eight at Devonport. But I think we should concentrate on the Launceston start, two starts back, as to her chances.
Yeah, Pete, she's always performed well at Launceston. She's got that habit of sort of wanting to leave the gates a bit slower than she did when she initially came over here to me. Look, we jumped out again the other day, and we put the visors on, and she really flew the gates. Bullet rode her out of the gates, and she flew the gates. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of been her nemesis. She's sort of given away too much start, as she did that time in Launceston. So, we were sort of looking for it. Looking for her to, hopefully get a bit more of a handier position. And, Jack said had she jumped a bit closer, or better and been a little bit closer, then she'd have, she would have been pretty hard to have beaten that particular night. And even at Devonport, when she walked out of the gates, she made up a lot of ground. So, just leaving the gates is probably going to be, her main focus at the start. And if she can do that well and take up a handier position, I'm sure she'll even make a presence better felt.
Well, let's hope the visors do the trick. In race eight, a lovely horse, striking prospect. He's probably comes up as one of the best horses bred each time he goes around by So You Think out of the Fastnet Rockmare Brazen Babe. What can we make of that first up last at 11 in Launceston on the November the 20th?
Yeah, he's just got to put a line through it. I think he put Chelsea into an awkward position, and she said he's very strong on her, and she spent more time sort of pulling him out, thinking he was going to get on hill. So, it's one of those runs you've got to forget about. It just gave her a hard ride, and he's one of those big, lurching sort of horses, big striding horse. Lays down forward, on the forehand, on the bridle, and I think that. It may just have been a little bit too strong. As he got beaten 28 lengths up there one night when Suji Amano rode him. Again, had a similar situation, but then he just got, got into his rhythm and got in his mojo, and he started running some super races. So Jack's going to ride him, and so I reckon he'll give him a good ride. He's trained on really well. It's been about, getting close now to 2 years since his injury, so he might take a couple runs to sort of get into his mojo, Pete, but I'm really happy how he's progressed, especially since his last start. He's come on really well.
What injury did he have, Gary?
He bowed his near side four.
Okay.
Bowed his tendon, and it took a long time to get back. Such a big, strong, heavy horse, it makes it harder to get. It makes it harder to sort of get him fitter, and he's had a lot of groundwork. So, you sort of hope that you're heading in the right direction with him.
All right. Well, the three that we've talked about, would you consider Heaven's Delight clearly your best winning chance again?
Oh, for sure, Pete. Yeah, look, she comes through super, and we're really pleased. And as I say, the team, David Moore, my foreman, and all the others, really right with him, and Sarah couldn't be any more pleased with him.
All right, mate. All the best in Launceston on Wednesday night with your trio.
Pete.